Hey, welcome to Newsbox. It is Monday the 11th of December.
Oh, give it some gusto. Try again.
Hello, welcome to Newsbox. Today's Monday the 11th of December, 2006.
It's not aimed at children. What about something like this? Hello, welcome to Newsbox, where we do the news. It's the 11th of December, 2006.
Well, that to me sounded like it was for children.
Oh.
How about this one? Hello, welcome to
Newsbox. Is that
Newsbox?
A porn site?
Okay, what's the news?
Well, some bloke I've never heard of is getting married to someone after his wife died. I don't know why we're interested in a gold base I've never heard of called Darren.
Apparently she is friends with his dead wife. How dead is his wife?
She died in August.
He's already getting married to someone else?
Yeah. But that happens a lot, doesn't it? People find somebody who looks much like them.
See, when you die,
yeah,
and I almost immediately fall in love with your husband,
yeah,
how long would you like us to leave before we get married?
He's not going to marry you. I'm sorry, you're fooling yourself.
Anyway, this Darren fella.
He's more likely to go and lie on my grave and hump the gravestone.
Well, that's what you say now, but I think you'll find when you're dead.
Oh, whatever.
You're very wrong.
I don't care.
I'm dead, I don't care.
He
came second in Sports Personality of the Year. Number one, Zara Phillips.
Yeah.
Granddaughter of the Queen.
Yeah.
Daughter of Princess Anne.
And have you heard about the speech?
No.
Vanessa was going mad about it on the radio this morning because in the speech she went, "Oh, what I expected it." I'm just sat there, like, and I just, like, couldn't believe it, like. And,
is she Northern?
No, but, you know. Oh. And, yeah, she wasn't very eloquent.
Well, but
so they're having a big radio debate about whether she should have been more eloquent.
She's a sports person. She's supposed to be inarticulate.
Well, she's horsey.
But she's done quite well, though. She's only the third rider to hold both European and World 3-day event titles. It's pretty good. 3-day event means quite a disciplined.
It's good that she's actually doing something that she has to compete against normal
rich people.
Yeah.
There's a series of different, I didn't realise, I thought it was just Sports Personality of the Year, given the title of it, you'd think it's just one award, but there's lots. David Walliams got one for swimming in some poo.
He's goose fat.
Goose fat. And there's also the Helen Rollison Award, went to Paul Hunter. That's an award for someone who's just died, who did some sport. That's that, what that award's for. There's a ripper on the loose.
Oh, yeah. If you're a prozer.
Watch out. If you're an Ipswich and you're a prozer, watch out.
That's our target market.
We were joking at Target Market. We were joking about this the other day, about this woman who's found in a stream. Third body's been found. There are fears for another prostitute who's not, they've not heard from for a couple of days, because they usually phone up to check in, so they're okay. Now, what I find weird about this story, a third body was found yesterday as fears grew that a serial killer hunting prostitutes is on the loose. Now, three prostitutes have been killed. What are the alternatives here? First alternative is a serial killer who's done all three killings. Ooh, I'm feared of that one. I think the worst option is that there's three different men going around killing prostitutes.
But if you fancy killing one, now's a good time to do it, because they'll think it's someone else.
Well, there's probably a little clue that he does. There's a little part of his MO. It's probably something, you have to get it all pretty precise. They're good at these things. But yeah, the fears are growing. It's a serial killer.
It's a worrying.
For me, the serial killer is a better option than just all men going around killing one prostitute each.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, how long is it going to go on for?
Until they catch him.
Oh, God, tonight?
Yeah.
That's just reminded me, 9 o'clock, Top Greatest Political Comedies, presented by Michael Howard and Charles Kennedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what channel was that on?
9 o'clock, Channel 4.
Excellent. I know what's number one.
What?
Oh, it's fairly obvious.
What?
Yes, Prime Minister. Or Yes, Minister. Seems that is really, there's not that many political comedies, are there? I mean, about, presumably, yeah, they're going to have things like that for the week that was. The thick of it.
But
have I got news for you?
Alan yeah. Bastard. Slight bastard.
Thin people are still too fat. So watch out for that.
Oh, thin people where They looked in, but they've got fat growing.
Yeah, they're not doing enough exercise, so they're still too fat. So everybody is going to die.
That's the only thing you can rely on in life.
It is.
That and taxes.
David Cameron yesterday nipped off to go see Mozza.
Did he?
He's a big Morrissey fan. Caught on the Underground without a ticket. He said, "I bought a ticket, I've got the receipt here, I've just lost it, put it in my pocket somewhere, I'm treasuring my Morrissey ticket, I'm not worried about my £3 Underground fare." And so they said, "Okay, we'll sell you another one." Apparently they should have fined him £30, but that seems a bit unfair if he got to the other end and went, "Oh, I've lost my ticket, here's the receipt,
If you've got the receipt, then...
As long as you don't bunk through the barriers and you just say, "Sorry, can I pay the fare here?"
So he went on the tube?
Yeah, he rode his bike to the tube and then he got on the tube to Earls Court. He went on his own because his wife is a hip-hop fan and she was busy. But he met some friends there.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what he's been up to. Quite good.
It's difficult, isn't it?
What?
When he does something like that. Something quite human.
Going to see Morrissey?
Yeah. And they're going on the tube to see Morrissey. He's losing his ticket.
Yeah. Sweet.
Would you vote for him?
No. We've just been talking about him. I don't know if we should mention it. We'll mention it. The boozy Bishop of Southwark. He's our new favourite bishop. I think it's fair, safe to say. It calls for him to resign, but I say, don't. It's not fair. He was at a function. We think. We just talked about this.
Christmas
party. It's probably one of those ones where they keep filling up your glass so you don't realise how much you've drunk.
Yeah.
Could happen to anyone. That's, you know, he's human as well. And God will forgive him, but perhaps the church won't, which says a lot about Christians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you got any news?
Emma Bunton, she did very well in the dancing, but it hasn't helped her
record.
Well,
she's in the bottom two.
Hasn't helped her record sales, but she stayed in it. This must be near the end now, mustn't it?
It's the last three. It's Emma and two boys who do some sport.
Likewise, Matt Willis did very well in the jungle. Hasn't helped his record sales.
I mean, I imagine it's helped a little bit, but they were never going to be huge, were they? Let's face it.
You never know.
Billy Piper and Kate Winslet have both spoken out, saying the size zero is stupid.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bit disturbed about, you know, thin people are too fat, thin people are too thin, and it's just this complete obsession with size all the time. Now, we found this magazine, Closer magazine, so the 2nd to the 8th of December edition,
yeah.
Found it in the dressing room today, so I've had a look through it. The thing I noticed, front page, diet craze stars. Jade shrinks back to win back Cheat Jack. Apparently Jade's lost some weight. If you look at the before and after pictures, it is quite difficult to tell the difference. But I'm glad she's got the same bikini on both holidays. Nicole's on a burger diet, she's put on weight. This is the front page, someone's lost some weight, someone's put on some weight. I went through and I just having a flick through to see what was in there. And it's apparently the UK's number one celeb mag. And it's a really disturbing kind of mix of things. I've done some stats. There's 116 pages in Closer magazine.
Yeah.
50 of those pages are adverts.
Right.
15 pages is a TV guide at the back.
Okay.
So that leaves basically 50 pages which are editorial content.
Yeah.
It's not actually just celebs, it's got some real life stuff as well.
Okay.
This is how I counted a lot of the pages. So the front page we've already discussed is about Jade losing some weight and Nicole putting on some weight. And there's two pages inside of Jade, who's got less fat, slightly less fat. One page on Nicole Richie's getting a bit more fat. There's two pages on one model who's been accused of being too thin and one who's been accused of being too fat from Make Me a Supermodel. There's one page of advertising a diet that they're doing for Closer magazine online, telling you to go to a health club to lose some weight. There's two pages on a woman who went on a diet and lost some weight. There's another page of one page of diet tips and writing in advice. Three pages of Katie Hill's How to Lose Weight After You've Had a Baby diet. So that's 14 pages, basically all about diets, weight, are people too fat, are people too thin, out of 50 pages. I think that's too much. I think that's boring. And also, we're just obsessed with people being too fat and too thin. You know, 20 years ago, you'd never have seen anything like that. You might have had a diet saying, eat some avocados. It's the 80s, but don't worry about it, it's the 80s. Just put on more blue eyeshadow, nobody will notice. Have another perm, it'll be fine. But now, you're too fat, you're too thin. You're just not healthy enough. You know, I think we've got to just let it go somehow.
Well then, you know, you wouldn't have a sticky toffee pudding before.
That's not because of a fat thin issue though.
Okay. I tried to have a yogurt for breakfast, it tasted of sick.
Was it off?
So, no, it shouldn't have been.
I had some yogurt and cereal for breakfast, actually, it's nice. Diana, she's still dead, and they decided. The inquiry said that there's no foul play. Her driver was drunk as a skunk. He was drunk as the Bishop of Southwark. Mm-hmm. And that's why he crashed. I don't know how much money he's been spent on that. But that's the conclusion.
I don't think Mohammed Al-Fayed's going to be happy until he's got...
Until he's got Prince Philip in the tower.
Yeah. David Cameron, he wants to help people's marriages...
Is it by taking them to a Morrissey concert?
I don't know. I don't see what he can do to help. Can you think of anything?
Well, no. You either want to get married or you don't. Really?
Yeah.
Is he saying he wants to reduce the divorce rate, or does he want more people to get married, or...?
Both. He wants to reduce the divorce rate. Don't know how he can do that. He wants more people to get married, because he thinks that's a good thing.
Well, I think what he should do is actually encourage people to get married older. I guess that's what I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. It's one of those things that I've never been interested in, really. Apart from that idea I came up with earlier about the wedding list. I'm quite interested in that.
But surely you must have dreamt such a little girl of getting married.
Nope. Never, ever.
Never walked around with a little tea towel on your head and dreamt of wearing a beautiful white dress.
I did walk around with a tea towel on my head when I was pretending to be Mother Teresa. But no, I spent more time fantasising about my funeral. That's the kind of dark person I am. Louis Walsh, ridiculously, the X Factor, that one with the hair, that the little horrible kid still in it. So it's between Ray and Leona. X Factor judges Louis Walsh, he's come out against both of them, saying they're both rubbish.
Has he?
Yeah. He says Leona's, she hasn't got a great personality, she's very shy and very normal. As if that's a bad thing. And he's described Ray as a panto boy.
Ray is a panto boy.
I don't
boy.
Think he'll sell records.
No.
But he'll be in the musicals.
He might have slide first single.
It just goes to show the X Factor isn't about whether you can sing or not then. According to Louis' thing, it's about whether you've got star quality.
Well, you need a bit of both. It's true, Leona does sound amazing and perform amazingly, but then the speech when she just like looks at her as if she's a simpleton.
Really, she's thick.
She's just like going.
Saying someone's normal is actually a good thing because surely it provides. You know, that's the exciting thing about the X Factor. Someone very normal who has a great talent can win it.
Or someone with a bit of pizzazz or a bit of a stutter.
Oh, Will Young. I love Will Young. I forgot about him.
Why don't you go out with him then?
Because he's a gay.
So?
I might go out with his twin brother Rupert, though.
Ooh, you should do that.
I will.
Rupert, if you're listening, you've got a date tonight.
Not tonight, I've got to watch Stay In and watch 30 Greatest Political Comedies.
You've got a date at Michelle's house.
Come round and watch 30 Greatest Political Comedies.
Yeah, don't bring red wine, she won't thank you for it. No. Jude Law is skint.
What's he spending it all on?
His divorce.
Say what he's going to be spending it on soon. Hair implants, he's going bald.
Oh, he's cute.
He's gone off.
Sadie got their $2 million home. She got a $4 million payout and she gets $15,000 a month. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. I suddenly see the advantage of getting married to Jude Law now.
I'd really like that. It's enough, isn't it?
It's enough. Britney Spears has dyed her hair a darker colour. I quite like it, actually.
Yeah, it's alright.
The Mirror aren't too sure. They think she looks like Elvis.
Oh, and so was that a problem?
She makes it look like Elvis, especially around the chins. Britney's only got one chin, and she looks like she's got a bit of a double chin there. They're not, they're saying she's too fat. Cunts. The Arctic Monkeys, they've turned into a bunch of arseholes.
Oh, have they?
Well, they let one of their tracks be remixed and put onto an album against about climate change. And then they did a little video for it, to show it on the telly, and they went mad, going, no, you can't put it on the telly, this isn't fair, you've got to take all our name off the publicity. No, we're not advertising.